Good evening, Zimbabwe. You're listening to Studio 7, and this is Diaspora. My name is Junga Kandemiri.
And I'm Chris Gande.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are going to look at the coronavirus pandemic and what Zimbabweans are doing to keep it spread.
The figures have gone down in some countries like South Africa, where they have now announced that they are reducing the restrictions.
In Zimbabwe, a total of 5,378 positive cases have been recorded so far, with 141 deaths and 4,105 recoveries.
In the world, more than 22 million people have coronavirus so far, and 782,000 have died. While here in the United States, a total of 5.4 million people are coronavirus positive, while 172,000 people have died.
Chris, we are also going to look at Zimbabwe easing its curfew. You know, it was 6 to 6, but it's now 8 p.m. to 6 a.m. And this, I think, will give people enough time to knock off and go home before the curfew is in effect.
Yes, Junga, and also some restrictions involving people who are coming in from other countries who are now no longer required to be quarantined if they are coronavirus negative, which means they are going to be quarantined at their own homes. But according to the officials, they are going to be making follow-ups to check the status of the visitors.
And let's also not forget that the Democratic Party here in the United States is holding its convention. And last night, former Vice President Joe Biden was officially nominated as the candidate who will represent the party in the November presidential elections.
Yes, Junga, quite a number of exciting topics have been discussed so far. Monday, on the opening of the conference, we had a number of speakers who included former First Lady Michelle Obama, who made a scathing attack on President Donald Trump.
Vadiwe vateereri, tiri kusangana zvakare nhasi muchirongwa chedu, uri musi wechitatu, Nyamavhuvhu 19, 2020. Muchirongwa chedu cheLive Talk Diaspora Forum. Nhasi tiri kukurukura nyaya dzakati wandei. Tichatanga hedu nekutarisa matambudziko ari kukonzerwa nedenda coronavirus kana kuti COVID-19. Tinoona kuti munyika muZimbabwe kune vanhu vakusvika pana zero vanga vasvika 5,378 vabatwa nechirwere ichi, kwoti vanhu vanokwana kuita 141 chete vafa nechirwere ichi, kuchitiwo vamwe vanokwana kuita zviuru zvina nezana nevashanu vapona kubva kuchirwere ichi. Tichatarisawo matanho akatorwawo zvakare nehurumende ekudzikisa ndingati curfew kana kurambidzwa kufamba kwevanhu. Vanhu vaisimbonzi havabvumidzwe kufamba kubva na 6 manheru kusvika na 6 mangwana kuseni, asi hurumende yashandura izvozvo. Vanhu vaakunzi havachabvumidzwa kufamba famba kubva na 8 manheru kusvika na 6 mangwanani. Toonawo South Africa yakaitawo zvakare kudzikisa kuenda pano yavari kuti level 2, zvaakubvumidzawo kuti vanhu vakawanda vange vachikwanisa kufamba famba nekuenda kumabasa nezvitoro nemamwe mabhizimusi kuti anga achivhurwa. Tichidzokawo zvakare kuZimbabwe, takaonawo kuti hurumende yadzikisawo zvakare danho ranga richifanira kuitwa kuti kana uchibva kunze kwenyika unofanira kutanga wagara mazuva 21 uri muquarantine, kana kuti kunochengeterwa vanenge vachivhenekwa chirwere cheCOVID-19. Asi iye zvino tinonzwa hurumende ichitaura kuti aiwa, kana uine certificate kana gwaro rinokurakidza kuti wakaongororwa wakavhenekwa rePCR kuti hauna chirwere cheCOVID-19, unobvumidzwa kubva wangosvikopfuura uchipinda wozonogara uri kumba kwako uchizvigarira uri wega, vari kuti self quarantine kwemazuva 21. Ndo nyaya dzimwe dzatiri kukurukura, asi tisakanganwawo nezvemusangano uri kuitwa muno nebato rinopikisa reDemocratic Party. Nezuro takaona bato iri richisarudza vaJoe Biden vaive mutevedzeri womutungamiri wenyika munguva yeutungamiri hwaBarack Obama. vachidomwa kuti vange vari vachamirira bato reDemocratic Party musarudzo yemutungamiri wenyika ichaitwa muna Mbudzi, zvichireva kuti Trump vachanga vachikwikwidzana nemutungamiri weAmerica vaBiden vanenge vachikwikwidzana nemutungamiri wenyika yeAmerica vaDonald Trump. Takaonawo zvakare vaBiden vachiita chisionekwe chekudoma mudzimai wechitema wekutanga amai Kamala Harris kuti vange vari mutevedzeri wavo kana wekutanga munhoroondo yezvematongerwo enyika mubato iroro remadhemokrasi. Ndonyaya dzatichakurukura nhasi, Chris.
Yebo, jonga navalaleli. Ye, namhlanje ke siyadibana kuhlelo lwethu lwe-Live Talk Diaspora Forum. Sixoxa ke ngendaba ezimbili ezimqoka. Udaba olwakuqala ludaba lomkhuhlane, kumbe sithi thina igciwane le-coronavirus eseligcwele umhlaba wonke jikelele. Sikhuluma nje emhlabeni kulabantu abedlula 10 million asebele gcikwane leli. Kuthi eZimbabwe ke nxa sikhangela amanani siyabona ukubana sekulabantu abedlula bona 4,105 asebelo gcikwane lona leli eselibulele abantu abangu-141. Sithi ke kolunye udaba njengokutsho kwami silo daba lwe umhlangano omqoka webandla lamaDemocrats esingathi libandla eliphikisayo ngoba ibandla eliyilo elisembusweni okwalezi nsuku okweminyaka emine edluleyo umnyaka uyenela kunalo umnyaka ukuthi kube yipoyezo ezikamongameli Donald Trump. Ye, sikhangela ke umhlangano abawenzileyo baqale bona ngomvulo ke kukhulume izikhulumeli eziningi ezigoqela owayengumsekeli kalofo owayenguye umongameli umnumzana Barack Obama, uMichelle Obama. Ye, yena amazwi ake acothoze kakhulu umongameli Trump esithi hayi ayisuye muntu omele akhokhele ilizwe, kanaso isimo sokukhokhela ilizwe ngoba amacebo engelawo. Futhi ko izolo kwaba njalo lezinye izikhulumeli emhlanganweni lo ezibalisa owake waba naye umongameli umnumzana Bill Clinton. Kodwa wabe kumqoka ke emhlanganweni wayizolo yikuthi bebefuna ukutshengisela ukuthi umnumzana Biden kahle kahle ngumuntu onjani, ngumuntu olesineke na, ngumuntu olobukhokheli obuqotho na. Ye, kuphume sobala kulabo kade bekhuluma abagoqela ke unkosikazi wakhe uJill Biden ke nguye okhulume waze wakhuluma lokuthi bahlangana ngaphi njani lokunokunjalo. Ye, yizo indaba esilazo njengensukwini silabo ke abahlonitshwa esibanxusileyo. Jonga
wongu Chris, maybe we can start by bringing in Mr. Jen Moyo to talk about the Democratic Party National Convention.
Okay, I will ask it.
Yes, Ubaba Moyo, utini?
All right.
He's on another engagement.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, meanwhile, we can be talking, Jonga, about what so far has happened here in the at the DNC, that's the Democratic National Convention. I understand that convention is continuing until tomorrow. So 4 days of national convention. And then next week, we have also another 4 days of Republicans who are going to be making the case for Mr. Donald Trump or President Donald Trump.
And today, I think former President Barack Obama is expected to give a speech at the National Convention, the Democratic National Convention. And yesterday, we also heard from Senator John Kasich. He's a Republican, and also former Secretary of State Colin Powell. They also gave speeches at the Democratic National Convention. Chris, these are Republicans who are endorsing Joe Biden.
Yes, interestingly, I don't know who are the Democrats who are going to feature at the Republican National Convention. We are waiting to see. They haven't released so far their list of speakers, but I'm sure there will be one or two who are going to be speaking there.
Yes, you can bring back Mr. Moyo. I think he is now free.
Yeah, hi, yes. Hi, Chris.
Yes, hi, Mr. Moyo. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Yes, Mr. Moyo, we are talking two issues. The first one is the coronavirus. Can you give us an update of what's happening in your area as far as the virus is concerned?
Well, as you know, I'm here in Virginia. So far, it seems like it's contained. We've not seen any spike like we've seen in other states around the country. So Virginia is not considered a hotspot at this time, and we hope it stays that way. However, we do see that there have been spikes in the coronavirus in some southern states, Florida, Louisiana, and some Midwest states, Texas, going all the way to Arizona. It's a real concern because the real issue here is people not observing social distancing, not wearing masks. And it's a big concern. We've heard from the CDC as well as from the Coronavirus Task Force that those issues are the ones that are causing us to see spikes. And also we have some openings. Some states are starting to open up, and I know some schools even opened up in other states. I know in my state, schools are going to be open next month, but they're going to be 100% virtual. That means there's not going to be any in-class tutoring happening until this virus is contained. There's been some experiments with other states where they've tried to open schools, and some of them the opening has been disastrous because they've seen a spike in the infections, and they've been forced to either go into a hybrid system where they have 50% of the time virtual and 50% in class, and they're also trying to make sure that they limit the sizes of the classes so that they can practice social distancing.
Okay, thank you so much, Mr. Moyo. Now, do you think that before the end of the year, we are going to have, we are going to go back to normal life?
That's a real tall order, to be honest with you, because one, there is no vaccine yet. We're talking of trials, vaccine trials that are going to occur, but we know that to have a vaccine approved and that is safe and can be used, it takes a very long time. We have people like Dr. Fauci saying it could take as long as a year and a half. And that's if you really like speeding up the process significantly. And so with that in mind, I don't see us at the end of this year being able to go back to normal, because the only way we can go back to normal is if we've contained the spread of the virus and pretty much limited new infections. And that doesn't seem is going to happen by the end of the year, judging by the fact that the vaccines so far, we haven't seen anything positive that's promising. We've heard about vaccines from Russia. But again, there are people, skeptics, who are saying those vaccines have not been tested and therefore cannot just be approved. They still need to go through a vigorous test. So life as we know it, I think we're going to maybe have to shoot for some time next year, maybe around this time, things would have normalized.
Mm-hmm. Wow, what a year. Some people say they've canceled it out of their calendars.
Oh yeah, I mean it's a year that was never.
Okay, let's bring in Mr. Kandemiri. I'm sure he's got a guest or someone. Mr. Kandemiri, yes, you.
Yes, I have a guest, Chris. It's Mr. Dennis Juru, who is the president of the International Cross Border Traders Association based in South Africa. We just wanted to get a feel of how Zimbabweans in South Africa are reacting to changes in the lockdown. We understand that South Africa is now in level 2. So, Mr. Juru?
Yes, I can hear you.
Yes. Can you tell us about this level 2, what it means to you as people based in South Africa?
How are you, Mkoma Junga and Chris? Everyone is happy. I think economically everyone has been locked. And now things have changed since Tuesday. There's a lot of movement of people, movement of goods. So we are all happy, except that the borders are still closed and we still have limitations on going back home and sending goods as well. It's not as simple as it used to be. Though goods are allowed to cross into Zimbabwe, but it's not that easy. Like when buses are moving to Zimbabwe, you can easily go to a bus station, send your goods, you know, things like that. But at the same time, you know, borders are not well loosened. There are some areas which are still locked. Like you see, the sale of alcohol is only up to 5 o'clock. Liquor shops are opening up to 5 o'clock, and taverns are opening up to 10 p.m., of which some of the Zimbabweans are running those businesses. They are into those businesses and they are affected, you know, with liquor. Normally people start buying from 10 going to 2 a.m. That's when they start buying, I mean, in bulk, and that's when they feel like beer is now tasting nice. So, yes, we are happy, but we are not 100% happy. You know, the situation is not yet on our side.
Mm-hmm. We understand that many Zimbabweans were not receiving the COVID-19 handouts the government was giving to citizens. Did anything change?
Yes, there was a ruling. There was a ruling that all asylum seekers should receive those monies, but. As of yet, no one has received that money. They did apply for those monies, but no one has received that money. So now it's now water under the bridge as the lockdown is almost over. So I don't think people should still look back to a closed door. It's now the time to look for money than waiting for that COVID relief money.
The guy is going to go. Tuda kunzwa kuti zvinhu zvakamira sei muSouth Africa, matinonzwa kuti yadzika kuenda pa level 2 zvaita kuti vanhu vazhinji varerukirwe nemafambiro nemashandiro avo.
Hongu muSouth Africa muno tapa level 2 zvichera izvo kuti pasunungurwa tangosarirwa nelevel 1 chete kubva kulevel 5 kwatanga tiri. Kune zvinhu zvakawanda zvasunungurwa zvinosanganisira kufamba kuenda maprovinsi akasiyana-siyana. Vanhu vaakukwanisawo kuti vaende kuLimpopo vachibva kuGauteng, Gauteng vachienda kuEastern Cape as maprovinces eSouth Africa pasina anovabvunza kuti sei uri ikoko. Unokwanisa kutoenda wotosvika pabhodha reZimbabwe chausingazobvumidzwa kupinda kuti ukrose uchienda uchidzoka uchiita madiro acho jina, asi waakukwanisawo kutoenda wotonobatisa zvinhu zvako utori kana pabhodha. Zvinhu hasati zvanyatsosununguka zvekuti tingati zvasununguka chaizvo chaizvo, asi zvaanani, mabhazi asita kufamba. Kune vaivaya vanonge vachida kutumira zvinhu zviri kutumirwa mukaenda mumasession mweyama munosimbo tumira zvinhu nemabhazi zvinhu zviri kutumirwa taita takarongwa kuti kunge kuine transport inenge irimo mumarenge meyamba inenge ichitumira zvinhu zvichienda kuzimbabwe tichingoshuvirawo kuti muna September pamwe zvichachinja tobva taiswa palevel 1 zvichida level 1 yachona ndo inobva yaita kuti mabhodha anga achivhurwa vanhu vagone kupinda nekubuda munyika
mune nzira here vajurudza muri kutarisa kana kuona dzakadzikwa nehurumende dzekuti dzingadzivirira chirwere ichi tichiona kuti kusunungurwa kwemutemo ikoko kuchaitawo kuti vanhu vange vachisangana stereki chirwere chipararira tichionawo South Africa ndo iri pamusorosoro muAfrica
nzira dziripo hadzo dzinofanwa kutevedzwa dzekuti tatatojaira sanenge kupfeka mamaski nekushandisa masanitizers vanhu ngavasanyanya kuzorora zvakanyanyisa vachisungidzira kuti chirwere hakusina chirwere ichi chiriko hapana anonyatsoziva kuti chirwere chadzikiswa nei nesekuti mushonga hapana zvichida inyaya yekuti vanhu havasiri kunotesta nekuti vanogona kunge vaona kunge kutesta hakuna zvakanyanya kuvabatsira sezvo kusina mushonga unokwanisa kuvarapa saka izvozvo nzira imwe chete bedzi yekuti hurumende izive kuti
Mnumzana Churu, kunjani?
Siyaphila kunjani baba Gandhi?
Siyaphila, sizwa kuthiwa selivulelwe mbijana sokuselilevulwe yodwa kuphela khona ngapha eSouth Africa. Ungasitshela ukuthi kuhamba njani?
La eSouth Africa sesikulevo uye kumaprovince awacheneyo mawufuna kuye Limpopo from Gauteng ungahamba mawufuna kuye Cape Town ngale Eastern Cape Western Cape ungahamba kodwa akusho ukuthi umkhuhlane awuseko umkhuhlane usakhona umkhuhlane usabulala umkhuhlane usabamba abantu so ilevel ayisho ukuthi umkhuhlane uphelile sisakhona usakhona umkhuhlane sisawulwisa so sikhuthaza abantu ukuthi baqhubeke ngokuyenza izinto kade beziyenzayo ukuhamba namamaski ukuhamba nama-sanitizer basanitize izandla bageze izandla isikhathi sonke kufanele bayenze zonke izinto lokhu kade ziyenzayo lezo bengayekele ukuziyenza ngoba umkhuhlane usakhona amabhoda asavaliwe sisalinde ukuzwa ukuthi masingena kulevel 1 bazovula amabhoda na kodwa mali abantu befuna ukuphathisa sizame ukuthi kube ne-transport la kugadelwa khona amabhasi i-transport eyihambisa impahla ikhona bona abanikazi bamamabhasi sibacele ukuthi bahambise ama-trucks abo ayothwala izinto izinto ziyahamba ungahamba ungaye power house makuye ukuthi usejobek ungaye ungaye elokuzeni New Town i-transport ikhona ehambisa impahla plus sikhuthaza abantu ukuthi bahambe namamaski awadlula 1 ukuze imaski yakho ingadabuki ilastiki usebenzise inye ilastiki ungabe ne-breakdown ngenxa yokuthi ilastiki ngoba ama-lastiki sibona ukuthi ama-lastiki ayadabuka most of the time and then umuntu egcine engasagqokanga imaski
Okay. Hayi, kuyozwakala jonga.
Yes, Chris, I think we also need to know how Zimbabweans have reacted to this because many people were complaining that they were not able to go back to work. And this level two, I think it means that people can now do at least some of what they used to do. Maybe vajuru munogona ngotsanangura kuti vana vezimbabwe vanga vachimbochema kuti varikundikana kuenda kumabasa vakukwanisa here kuenda kumabasa nelevel 2 iyi iri kureva here kuti vakukwanisa kuenda kumabasa halo vajuru
halo
ndandaisa mubvunzo wekuti iyo level 2 iyi vanhu vangada kunzwisisa kuti yakureva here kuti vana vezimbabwe nevamwe vanga vachikundikana kuenda kumabasa vakukwanisa kuenda kumabasa
hongu ruzhinji rwakuenda kumabasa zvakanyanyisisa mabasa ndingangoti makambani ese avhura chero aya anga akanzi anovhura muchidimbo akuvhura ese neuwandu hwavo saka vanhu vanga vachizvevane zvavanga vachiita zvavhurirwa munhu wese akukwanisa kuti aende mabasa asina tsamba yaainayo inomubvumidza kuti aende kumabasa tsamba iyo yakatoverengwa navaramaposa nemusi wesvondo ndiyoyo samba inemsoyesa da emugovera ndo samba yachona iyo yaonengo ichashanda nyango usina kutoibata zvavaingotaura izvo ndo samba yachona munhu wese akwanza kutanga achienda kumabasa vanhu vese vasununguka.
Inyaya inofadza zvikuru iyo. Tinoimba kuti vanhu vacharamba vachiteedzera kukurudzira yamuri kutaura iyoyo yekuti vafambe vakashongedza kuvhara miromo nemhino nematomo ayo iyo mamasika ayo kuchitiwo masanitaiza zvinoita kuti vauraya utachiwana mumaoko nekugezawo maoko chaiko pamwe chete nekuchengetedza distance yatingati social distancing. Tiri kuonawo kuti kuzimbabwe kwaitawo danho ranga ranyevenuswa ranga richichemedza vakawanda vari kunze kwenyika vari kubva kunze imi vana vajuru mamuchitya kuenda kumusha nokuti munosvikogara mukwarantini kwemazuva anokwana kuita 21. Pakazazongodzikiswa kuti kana ukanga waenda unonogara kwemazuva masere asi uchiteswa nemushini iwe unenge uchinzi PCR. Taonawo kuti nezuro hurumende yakazivisa kuti paunonoteswa ukapinda muzimbabwe nhasi ukateswa nepcr ukawanikwa uri negative hauchaenda kukwarantini waakuenda unozviita self quarantine kana kuti unozvichengetedza uri wega uri kumba kwako. Munotambirawo sei danho irori vajuru?
Danho iroro idanho ragara raifanga rakatoitwa kare kare. Sekuti tinoona kuti vanhu vazhinji vazenge vachitobatwa nechirwere mukati imomo nekuti makamusina haungati unoisa vanhu panzvimbo isina kana mvura inomhanya panzvimbo iri kucherwa mvura nemigomo nezvirongo ndo yaunoisira vanhu kuti vange vachinzi vari mukwarandaini vari panzvimbo yakadaro. Chirwere ichi chinoda kuti vanhu anga achigeza maoko nemvura at least ino mvura inomhanya ingave inobva mupombi ingave inobva pai kwete kuti vanhu vanoiswa panzvimbo dzisina dzitorina utano. Munoona kuti pavanhu vese vakaenda kumakwarandaini emuzimbabwe more than 70% yavo yakazonzi ine chirwere. Chokwadi hazvingagoneka kuti vanhu vangosarudzana vane chirwere chete abva kubotswana ane chirwere ndiyo kuti toda kuenda kuzimbabwe abva nechirwere ari kulimpopo abva nechirwere ari kueastern cape ndovongoti ngaipo urongana kuti endei tiende kuzimbabwe hazvigoni kudaro. Waiva muratidzo wekuti izvoni pane something chachirong chachiitwa mumakwarandaini imomo sekuti kana ukanokora chibage chinyange chingave chakaora sei haungagoni kuti ungonokora kaobva wangonokora chakaora chega unotowanawo chimwe chinenge chakadii chisina kuora. Saka tinofara chaizvo chaizvo kuti hazvavazoita izvozvo vagona nyange nevanga vatinonokei havo asi vagonera vanhu vese vari kubva kudiaspora.
Thank you so much vajuru. Handizivo kuti tinogona here kuramba tiine zvedu pachirongwa kana kuti maakuda kuti chikukotosai.
Regai ndichizorora hangu.
Mochiita zvimwe. Tinotenda zvikuru vajuru. Thank you so much.
Maita basi.
Bye bye Chris.
Bye.
Yes, vanga vari vaDennis Juru vanove mutungamiri wesangano revano famba vachipinda muSouth Africa kune dzimwe nyika vachitenga nekutengesa ikoko reInternational Cross Border Traders Association. Vari kukurudzira vanhu vari kuSouth Africa ikoko zvikuru vana veZimbabwe kuti aiwo ngatichengetedzekei munguva yeCovid hongu marestrictions anyevenuswa Covid level dzadzikiswa muSouth Africa asi kanga hazvirevi kuti tave kuita madira ajojina torega kupfeka mamask torega kushandisa masanitaiza nezvimwe zvakadaro. Tiri kuona Chris imo muno muAmerica. Ndandichitarisa panhau apo ndiri kuona kuti kune matunhu anoita 8 kana 8 states dzaita dzakavhura zvikoro zvepamusoro mainvestor asi zvatonzi zvaita dambudziko recovid 19. 8 states here in America have reported covid 19 cases. We have one college, Notre Dame University, it has reported more than 200 cases of covid 19 since college is open. What do you say about that, Chris?
Yes, Tonga, it looks like the figures so far have been showing a seesaw kind of pattern, you know. You know, like the previous day, we had more than 18 states reporting that the curves are going down, the figures are going down, but you know, today is a different scenario altogether. So it means it's still not, you know, clear whether this is a clear indication that we are going somewhere better when we look at those figures. But of course, in South Africa, you heard when the president was speaking, Mr. Cyril Ramaphosa, he mentioned that the figures are going down. And from what I've seen, even in Zimbabwe, if we are going to be looking at the trends from, say, a couple of days or weeks ago, you will see that the figures have been averaging less than 100 cases a day. So, Mr. Moyo, what do you ubona njani wena ubenzakala ikakhulu ekhaya nxa sikhangela ukubana bathi bona sebeethisile labo kancane imigoqo le ye-COVID-19 kungakutshengisa na ukuthi ama-figures ayehla?
Well, sibona njalo masi sizwa ngabareportayo ukuthi kubonakala as if ama-figures ama-new cases ayehla every day. Wende kuyathokozisa kakhulu lokho, kutshengisa ukuthi kusho ukuthi lockdown le ekhona eZimbabwe iyasebenza ukustopha ispread yegciwane leli. So abantu kodwa kumelanga bayekethise ngoba ukugqoka imask loku-social distancer loku-avoid ama-groups lamaphathi loku-sanitize izandla begeza izandla kubalulekile, akumelanga bakustophe lokho. Ngoba bangavele bayekile ukwenza izinto ezifana lazo nalezo, sizobona futhi ama-cases eqala ukukhuphuka again. Ngoba siyakubona thina lapha e-America, so sesikubona kuthenzakala endaweni eziningi kuma-states amaningi lapho abantu bangayekethisa khona kumbe bavule amakhampani lezikolo bayekethise i-social distancing lokugqoka ama-maski. So sesibone kukhuphuka ama-cases eqala futhi kukhuphuka endaweni ezinjalo. So thina i-advice yethu nje singabanika eZimbabwe ukuthi lingayekethisi, ngoba maso kuyukuthi libona ama-cases esehla into enhle kakhulu, kodwa qhubekani lisenza khona lokho elikwenzayo khona manje ukwenzela ukuthi igciwane leli lingaspread.
Yeah, kuyezwakala. Manje sikhangela ukubana ilizwe kukhanya bayakhuluma ukuthi njengase-South Africa ukuthi kulo level bani. EZimbabwe asikuzwa lokhu, sakuzwa kanye kuze kuthiwe khona sesikulevel kumbe kwathiwa ngu-3. Ungathini wena nxa ukhangele kona lolu daba lwama-levels lokuthi vele uhulumende u-serious yini ngokukhangela ukuthi ama-figures ayehla njalo kuthathwe manyathelo bani?
I think inkinga esukube khona ukuthi kunzima ukuthi udetermine ukuthi ilevel osukuyo yiphi. I think iSouth Africa yona isebenzisa ama-level based on ukuthi yiwapha ama-services or izindawo esezingavulwa, then babeke ilevel yakhona lapho. Njengoba sizwile umfowethu obekhuluma ekuqaleni ukuthi ukuthengiswa kotshwala, lokuvulwa kwamataveni, lokukhutshulwa kwesikhathi se-KFU sekutshintshile. And so izinto I think iSouth Africa isebenzisayo is ama-levels. IZimbabwe on the other hand, njengokusho ekuqaleni babe sitsho ukuthi sikulevel bani, but khona manje I think sekunzima ukuthi basho ukuthi ilevel esesikiyo yiphi, ngoba i-lockdown ngokwazi kwethu lokhu ikhona, i-KFU ilokhu ikhona, and then sizwile besithi sebezovulela amabhasi. I think izuko esizokwanisa ukuthi iqalise ukuthwala abantu kodwa lakhona even noma bethwele abantu kumele kube le-social distancing khonapha ebhasini, kumele abantu bagqoke amamaski njalo bangahlali eduze. So singatsho ukuthi ngezinye indlela ilevel layo sebeyehlisile ngoba sesibona sebevulile ezinye izinto ade zivaliwe before.
Okay. Now let's look at the DNC, the Democratic Convention. We saw that for the past 2 days, the speakers have been, making a case for Mr. Biden. What do you make of that?
Well, it's interesting times, actually, in that it's a different format than we've been used to. Previously, these conventions are held in big convention centers that can accommodate up to 5,000-6,000 people. But this time around, because of COVID, they have gone virtual pretty much. It's a different format. It's an interesting format, but I think it's capturing a lot of audience in the way that the production is being done. It's being done in a way that I think is interesting to the viewer, because they are showing videos. They're having these speakers speaking from different places. And like yesterday, we saw even the roll call that was made, where they showed all the 50 states plus the 7 territories that are under the U.S., including Washington, D.C. They were all showcasing their delegates, the numbers of votes they gave, for which officially nominated Joe Biden as the candidate for the Democratic Party. So that format was very interesting, because visually people were seeing the different states, and the people who were presenting were actually choosing sites that are like tourist sites that attract people. So we got to see a lot of other states and other areas, other territories that we usually don't get to see if the convention is being held in a single place. The speakers were very interesting. I think from the word go, we saw how former First Lady Michelle Obama came out guns blazing, telling Trump in his face that he's way in too deep, not qualified for this job, that he pretty much defrauded the American people by promising them that he was qualified for this job. Yet it has shown countless time over and over that he is failing to lead. He's failing to unite the nation. America is at a worse place than where it was before, with the highest unemployment that America has ever seen in a very long time. So, yeah, and today we look forward to speakers such as Barack Obama, Hillary Clinton, who are also going to be pushing very hard for Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. We also saw an interesting aspect in this convention, where there were a lot of Republicans showing up in support of Joe Biden. I found that very interesting. There's the former governor of Ohio, John Kasich, who was there, I think, yesterday or day before yesterday, supporting Joe Biden. We saw Colin Powell, the former Secretary of State, who was a Republican appointee, also endorsing Joe Biden. And we've seen other reputable Republicans saying that they think their party is losing direction under Trump, and that they need to see change in the party, because the Republicans pride their party has been the party of Lincoln, the party of Reagan, the party of George Bush Jr. and Senior, and now they feel like the party has moved away, deviated from its principles. Because those people were seen as uniters, and Trump, on the other hand, is seen as a divider. And so we are seeing Republicans abandoning Trump and joining with the Democrats and those in Joe Biden. So it's going to be interesting to see how the Republicans in their convention that is starting next week, how they are going to counter this.
Yes, thank you so much, Mr. Moyo. And Mr. Moyo, before we come back to you to explain the same in Shona, let me introduce to you Dr. Matthew Nyashano, our guest. He's a health expert, health professor at Nottingham Trent University in the United Kingdom. Dr. Matthew Nyashano, welcome to our show.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Welcome. Dr. Nyashano, maybe you can start by giving us your take on the rise in COVID figures back home in Zimbabwe. We have seen the figures are galloping, and so far we have 5,378 positive cases.
Yes, Mr. Handimire, we have been talking about this on this program, and there were so many areas that we actually said that they needed improvement with regard to how the Zimbabwean government was managing the COVID-19. Now what we are seeing is a full-blown unmanaged public health system that is now spreading the virus to everyone, and this is now happening within, because the first cases of COVID-19 were from people who were coming into the country. Now it is from a person in the country to another one, and now it has gone out of control and out of hand. What do I mean? This means that there are people who have gone in deep into the rural areas where we know there is no any infrastructure in as far as public health and the health system is concerned. And these people are passing the virus at will to other people. My fear is that the 5,000 is an underestimation in a country which does not have any public health infrastructure. So that is an underestimation of people who are dying from COVID-19. I think there could be more than that. And the testing in Zimbabwe is not robust. And we know that there are so many who are living with the virus and who are not known. And some of them are actually recovering without being known. That number, compared to the number of people who come into the country from various parts of the world without being managed, can tell us that the testing system and the surveillance system is at fault. And we have been saying this time and again. Mm-hmm. And I think there is need for the government of Zimbabwe to change the strategy and again to have people who are craft literate and craft competent in whatever they do with regards to public health. What we are seeing is an appointment which is politically driven. There's a lot of political patronage which does not help the present situation.
Mm-hmm. And you talked of people recovering. Some recovering are noticed. But we also note that 4,105 out of the 5,378 cases, 4,105 have recovered. Is that not significant?
Well, it is significant in public health, but the significance is limited in that we do not know other cases. The only time that we would have described this as significant in the true sense of public health is when we have full testing across the country and we know the number of people who have been affected by the virus, at least probably 95%, then we can then be able to calculate who can account for the deaths that are happening in Murewa, who can account for the deaths that are happening in Mashingo, in Cholocho, in Bubi, in Victoria Falls. There are so many deaths which are unreported. If we go back sometime next week, we might actually find deaths which can surpass the present known deaths. And all those deaths could be actually attributed to COVID-19. So I am saying that for us to measure Zimbabwe in terms of the COVID-19 and try to appraise it with the present scenario, it will be folly of us to do that. What we have in Zimbabwe is a death trap in terms of the public health system and the health system. And it's not up to any scratch. Those who are recovering, it's lucky. Apparently, those who have recovered can actually tend to be probably half of the people who were actually caught up by that disease, because we do not know how many were caught up because of the poor testing system.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Dr. Nyashano. Please do stay on the line.
Yo, Jonga. You were going to ask Mr. Moyo to talk about the DNC in Shona, right?
Yes, I just wanted him to explain in Shona his views on the DNC.
Okay, it's not tender. DNC, the Democratic National Convention, Gorerino, yakasiyana nemamwe ekudhara because kudhara vanhu vaiungana muhall vachidiscussa kuitiwa maspeeches vozonominatawo munhu wavo wavari kunominata anozomhanya for presidential seat. Gore rino because of COVID taona vachichinja fomati yacho vachiita zvinhu zvavo virtual but taona kuti kunge zvaita hazvo because vawana vanhu vakawanda stereki vaitoona convention ichiitiwa pa-TV. Taona format yacho yanakidza because because by virtue of it iri virtual vanga achikwanisawo kuisa mavideos anonaretawo mastories emamwe maspeakers like Nezuro taona video yaitiwa mudzimai wava Joe Biden yanga iri video yanga ichiinteresta zvikuru because yaratidza kwavakabva nematambudziko vakasangana nawo palife yavo vari vese kufirwa kwakaitwa Joe Biden nemukadzi wake wekutanga nemwana and then iye Jill Biden kuzopinda mumba kuzoita mukadzi waJoe Biden achichengetedza vana vake vakomana vaviri. Saka zvaratidza unhu uripo kufamily iyoyo, zvikaratidza Joe Biden semunhu ari normal but at the same time ari munhu uya anofarira zvekubatsira vamwe vanhu. So zvabatsira stereki because zvinhu zvisingawanzi kuonekwa kana muri muholu vanhu vese vachitaura kuchiitiwa noise. Tazoona futi on top of that the way yavaita nayo roll call yavo yekuzonominata madelegates achinominata officially Joe Biden kuti aite aite candidate yavo kuzomanyira chigaro chapresident. Tavaona vachienda kumastates ose ari 50 kunzvimbo zvakasiyana-siyana marepresentative maspeakers acho anga ari momo achitoannounsa manumbers avo evanhu emadelegates kuvhota kwavaita. Zvanakidza stereki because taitikanwa wekuti tione nzvimbo zvakasiyana-siyana mastates akasiyana-siyana plus vanhu vacho vanga vachiprezenta vaita zvekutosarudza nzvimbo zviri popular matourist zvatingati matourist attraction. Saka taita opportunity yekuti nesu timboona kuti samoa akamira sei takuziva kokuenda pamaholidays kuwana gwamu uko vana Mariana Islands. So I think kwanakidza stereki format yacho yafarirwa nevazhinji because patatarisa mapolls yevanhu vanga vachitarisa ichiitiwa taona mapolls acho achiratidza kuti vanhu vakawanda vafarira format yacho iyoyo zvikuru stereki because yakasiyana nezvavakajaira nemaspeakers acho
nguva dzacho dzaera kuti munotarisira chii paconvention yemarepublicans next week.
I think kune basa because I think madhemocrats bara vaseta riri very high and tichaona kuti marepublicans iwo achazviita sei kuti naivo vakwanise kuti vasvike kwasvika madhemocrats pakuita convention yavo kuti chive chinhu chinonakidza kuona pa-TV izve nemaspeakers acho nematauriro avaiita vachiblema Donald Trump sezvataona Michelle Obama former first lady vachiita kuti Donald Trump basa iri harigoni zvachose and akanyepera vanhu kuti angarigoni basa iri pati nekuona kwavari kuona ivo kuti atadza leadership yake will be it kulida in the world. America yanga ichizikanwa senyika ino leader ma world affairs but right now yadzosirwa mashure naTrump tazvunzwa futi zvinhu zvakadaro zvichitotaura izvi nemarepublicans chaivo chaivo vana former Ohio governor John Kusick naye apinda akataura izvozvo kuti ano ndiri murepublican but uyu bodo uyu hationi kuti anotiendesa mberi because pane panosvika nguva yekuti unofanira kuisa zvepati paside wombotarisa zvenyika kuti nyika iri kuendera mberi here.
Thank you so much, Mr. Moyo. I think Chris anogona kunga aine mubvunzo wekupedzisira kuna Dr. Nyashano tisati tavhara chirongwa. Chris chimbotaurai naDr. Nyashano nava Dan Moyo.
Let me finish off with Mr. Moyo. Just a minute of your time. Like Jonga said, we are running out of time. Now, can you tell us what kind of lesson can people in Zimbabwe learn about the convention? We have seen that of the 4 days, there are specific, topics and agenda to be followed. Yesterday, we had the time to reveal who the real Biden is. But we have never seen anything like this in Zimbabwe. What can you say about that?
I think this is a very good opportunity, and I'll say especially for my party, MTCT, right now, as we are battling to have the extraordinary Congress, I think the format we saw yesterday being employed by the Democrats shows that anything is possible today with technology. We can still have our extraordinary Congress and hold it the same way that the Democrats held their convention yesterday. They had over 5,000 delegates yesterday nominating Biden versus Sanders. I don't see how that cannot be possible in the same format in Zimbabwe. But then obviously you probably gonna have to need a central point, be it a media house that can host it, because yesterday we saw CNN here was hosting it on behalf of the Democrats. And it can be done as long as there's that transparency and accountability. If this is something that Zimbabweans have to look into and start thinking outside the box in terms of, if this coronavirus doesn't go away tomorrow, what happens to our political institutions? Can we continue and maintain them? Can we have elections virtually like we saw the Democrats do? So I think that was a lesson I personally took out of there, that we can do this also as MDCT and have our extraordinary Congress and not be hindered by the coronavirus.
Okay. Thanks for having us, Mr. Moyo. It was a pleasure having you on the show. Unfortunately, like we said, time is running out. Thank you so much.
Thank you, gentlemen, for having me.
All right.
Thank you. And Chris, you are the timekeeper. How many minutes do we still need, Dr. Nyashan?
We have less about 5 minutes.
Okay, so you can throw questions to Dr. Nyashano then.
Yes, Dr. Nyashano, what do you make of the fact that UFIKAs were, they have been saying that, like in South Africa, the figures are going down. But in Zimbabwe, we are just having figures being thrown around. We don't know whether they are going down or the curves are flattening and all that. What do you make of that?
Something that we have alluded to, when I was speaking to Ms. Kandemere, it is the problem of organization that we have in Zimbabwe. We do not have any infrastructure. And what we have seen, and what people have seen, for those of you who can read public health, who can read health infrastructures and what happens, we have seen a government in Zimbabwe which does not have any clue on how to manage public health issues. All what we have seen is copying what is happening in South Africa. South Africa is actually a country with one of the strongest health systems in Africa. And South Africa has been working very hard. They have got the resources, they have got the hospitals, they have got ventilators if things get worse. And they've got a public health system that is functioning, and they are testing. What we have in Zimbabwe is not a testing. It is a gimmick that is being played by the government of ZANU-PF, where people can actually play around with figures, tell us these figures, tell us those figures, and they always tell figures according to how they would want to act. You will remember when people were threatening to boycott on the 31st of July, how they were actually running around as though COVID was, it actually written a letter to them that it is coming. And now how they have suddenly kept quiet. It means that they do not have any information. They do not have a functioning public health system. What they are doing now, they are playing games with this coronavirus instead of protecting people. They are actually using it as a weapon of war against these own people. They are using it to discipline people. That is COVID-19. People cannot express themselves.
Asi vanyashanu tiri kuona hurumende iri kuedza zvikuru kunge ichizivisa vanhu nezvekorona izvozvi nekuti vanhu vanga vachizvichengetedza imi muri kutaura kuti hurumende haisi kuita mabasa akawanda zvii chaizvo zvamungatarisira kuti dai yaita tichiona kuti iri kuitawo zviri kungoitwa nedzimwe nyika
ndinozvinzwisa zvamuri kutaura zvakafanana nekuti munhu uri kufafaidza mushonga wekotoni uya watinofafaidza uri kufafaidza muvanhu kuti musafa imi sungai kumesa asi muchifafaidza mushonga ndozviri kuita hurumende yezimbabwe hapana chairi kuita iri kurega pameso payo ichiona COVID-19 ichipinda muvanhu asi inenge ichingotaura zvinongotaurwawo nevamwe vanhu vese haungotauri chete nyika dzese idzi dziri kutaura ndikatanga nichitaura nichiti dzimwe nyika padzakatanga kuita lockdown dzakatarisa kuti vanhu vari vulnerable chembere harahwa dzisina zvekudya ndedzipi dzikanopiwa zvekudya ndobva vati taakuita lockdown kuitira kuti vange vachichengeta vanhu avo muzimbabwe ilockdown chete nevayavaya vanowana food nekutengesa kumusika havana kana basa nazvo.
So Virginia is not considered a hotspot at this time, and we hope it stays that way. However, we do see that there have been spikes in the coronavirus in some southern states, Florida, Louisiana, and some Midwest states, Texas, going all the way to Arizona. It's a real concern because the real issue here is people not observing social distancing, not wearing masks, and it's a big concern. We've heard from the CDC as well as from the Coronavirus Task Force that those issues are the ones that are causing us to see spikes. And also, we have some openings. Some states are starting to open up, and I know some schools even opened up in other states. I know in my state, schools are going to be open next month, but they're going to be 100% virtual. That means there's not going to be any in-class tutoring happening until this virus is contained. There's been some experiments with other states where they've tried to open schools, and some of them the opening has been disastrous because they've seen a spike in the infections, and they've been forced to either go into a hybrid system where they have 50% of the time virtual and 50% in class, and they're also trying to make sure that they limit the sizes of the classes so that they can practice social distancing.
Okay, thank you so much, Mr. Moyo. Now, do you think that before the end of the year, we are going to have, we are going to go back to normal life?
panze vachidzingaswa nechirwere checovid-19 iwe necovid-19 munotori kusaidzi rimwe chete.
Aiwa, tapanzwa ipapo Dr. Nyashanu. Regai tinzwe Chris kuti anoti.
Yes, Jonga, I think we have run out of time. It is that time for us to say goodbye to Mr. Nyashanu.
Oh, goodbye. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much, Dr. Nyashanu, and totendawo vava Den Moyo, vanga vari pachirongwa, vari muno mu Washington DC, nava Dennis Juru, vanga vari ku South Africa. Ini ndini Jonga Kandemiri saying bye-bye, good night.
Yeah, nami ukusande sisita sivane ninjalo ngeviki ezayo. Good night, Zimbabwe, until we meet same time, same station. Have yourself a lovely rest of the week.
Bye-bye.